Good afternoon. High pressure produced a cold, dry start to the day, and the same high will give us at least some sunshine through the morning and into the afternoon hours. Clouds will increase and thicken as that high drifts off into the Canadian Maritimes, and a storm system begins an approach from the deep south. An initial slug of moisture riding up the Appalachian Mountain chain will arrive later today, but especially tonight. Even as temperatures climb up into the upper 30s and lower 40s, with the onset of the precipitation, readings will pull back down toward freezing. So we could have a messy mixture of some wet snow and sleet, and that will carry us into the evening hour. So a little bit of slippery travel possible later today, but especially after dark tonight. Precipitation will continue to overspread the region after dark and through the overnight period, mainly as some light snow and sleet. Pockets of freezing rain are possible also overnight, and especially in the pre-dawn hours tomorrow, as temperatures hover right around 32. So perhaps some tricky travel to start the day tomorrow. After that wave of precipitation pushes through, we'll have scattered rain showers, with temperatures climbing back through the 30s and into the lower 40s. A second low-pressure center will be stronger and work its way through the Tennessee Valley and into the eastern Great Lakes tomorrow and tomorrow night. On this track, temperatures will continue to warm late tomorrow and tomorrow night through the 40s and into the 50s. And on the milder side of the system, we'll have numerous rain showers, perhaps some bursts of rain or even some thunderstorms moving through parts of interior New York and New England late Wednesday and Wednesday night and into the pre-dawn hours on Thursday. Leftover showers during the day on Thursday, with temperatures in the 50s falling back into the 40s as cooler air starts to move in behind the system. The wind will pick up on Friday, increasing sunshine but colder, with scattered snow showers back into the lower to mid-30s. And right now it looks like dry weather for the weekend, with high pressure in control both Saturday and Sunday, highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms over portions of southeastern Louisiana, southern Mississippi, southern Alabama, and the far western Florida Panhandle. Low pressure will rapidly deepen as it tracks northeastward across Louisiana and Mississippi today. Strong low-level flow is expected ahead of the low, which will encourage moisture return across the lower Mississippi Valley and Gulf Coast. Despite limited instability, strong low-level wind flow will result in a highly sheared environment favorable for discrete thunderstorms. Convection will likely be supercellular and capable of producing all severe hazards, including tornadoes. A more discrete mode may also be realized with any activity that develops along the front. Bowing line segments are also probable with an increased damaging wind potential. The storm will produce heavy rain from the Mississippi Valley to the Mid-Atlantic, and flash flood watches have been issued for these areas, including the southern Appalachians. And a swath of heavy snow is also possible in parts of the Midwest and Great Lakes on the cold side of the storm. Winter storm watches are out for parts of Illinois, Indiana, and southeastern Michigan, including Detroit, for as much as 6 to 12 inches of snow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Thermal, California, to a low of 13 below zero at Ely, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City breezy with rain and wet snow developing near 40. Boston increasing clouds with rain and snow late today and the highs near 40. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with highs right around 40 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 37 degrees. The average low, 19. The record high, 62, set in 1984. And the record low, 16 below zero in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:41 a.m. Sunset this evening at 5:37 p.m., 10 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine, followed by increasing clouds today, with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Cloudy, with light snow and sleet tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with light snow and rain possible by sunset and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with light snow, sleet, and freezing rain tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with light snow possible by sunset and highs around 40. Cloudy with light snow, sleet, and freezing rain tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with light snow and rain possible by sunset and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with light snow, sleet, and freezing rain tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with light snow possible by sunset with highs right around 40. Cloudy with light snow, sleet, and some freezing rain late tonight and lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, any morning sleet or freezing rain will change to just plain rain showers from south to north as temperatures climb through the 30s and into the 40s by the end of the day. Readings will continue to climb overnight Wednesday night with showers and even some thunderstorms possible, and readings into the 50s by early Thursday morning. Mild during the first part of the day Thursday, then cooling it off with rain showers in the afternoon, back through the 40s. Morning snow showers on Friday, giving way to sun, windy, and colder weather in the lower to mid-30s, and a mix of sun and cloud Saturday and Sunday, highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.